Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Friday's episode of the podcast. This was actually due to go out last Friday, but of course, out of a mark of respect to the Queen's passing, we decided to delay it and put it out this Friday instead. So we really hope you enjoy today's episode and thanks again for listening. Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
I've dried my eyes and I'm back from dropping Kit off for his first ever day at school. Oh my God, what a big moment that was.
Oh my God, do you feel really emotional?
I think I'd be lying if I said that it didn't sort of hit me this morning, but more not because I'm worried about him, because he's so kind of ready for this journey and he's been talking about it. And obviously, as I said last week, he's been getting into his school uniform virtually every single day. Will he be like, is it today? But I think for me, it's more about how I feel about life and how quickly I feel like it's going. And I know we always have these conversations about, you know, that it just suddenly starts speeding up. And Isla, you know, she's going to be 10 next year. She's talking about getting a mobile phone. And, you know, she's talking about, when can I go to school? You know, when can I go to school by myself? I could get the bus. And it just seems to be speeding up. I really want to press pause. You know, we've had so many discussions, Dozza and I, about really slowing down all the planning. You know, like, we need to do this weekend. What have we got going on the following weekend? Because not only does it make me feel quite anxious, but also I feel like you're never really just staying in the moment.
I know. And actually, that is something that I've been thinking about. We always talk about like September being more of a new year, don't we, than January.
Yeah.
And honestly, I've already got that like feeling of like, oh my God, I've got so much in the diary. I can't breathe. What the hell am I going to do? How? Like, and then I just keep thinking, right, I'll just get through it. And then last night I was laying in bed thinking, we can't live our lives like this.
No way.
Like, we actually can't. So we're going to set some boundaries for sure this now from September. Just like you say, not make all these plans at the weekend, not feel the need to have like constant, like Axel has a club every single day after school.
It's a lot, George.
And he's asking to do more like tennis and this and that. And like, I just think we just got to draw a line and be like, do you know what? Let's just hang out at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just be at home doing nothing, like you said, because otherwise time just goes. Like, this is my last year before Gigi starts school. And I just feel exactly the same as you. It's really scary how quickly everything's going.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I feel also like I've got to a point in my life now where I really want to focus on myself. Mm. And it actually makes me feel really emotional thinking about it, because I feel like I have put myself to the back of the queue behind everybody else for a really long time. And now I feel like it's my turn to do something for me again. You know, like, I really wanted to learn to like focus on my Spanish. I really wanted to get really good at golf. I loved going skiing this year, but I feel like I've given so much of myself to either my career or my children and my husband for the last 6 years. I don't even feel like, I mean, I never even go for like a bloody manicure or a pedicure. You know, like, I just, all those little things, I'm going to prioritize me going forward as of September. I really feel okay with saying that now.
Yeah, you know what? You just mentioned manicure as well. That is actually one of my things. Like, I'm always going to make time for a manicure and a pedicure because I love it and it makes me feel better. And you know what? Yeah, that hour probably could be better spent like doing something really productive. But actually, rest is just as important as be like, because you can't be productive. Like, we've got so many things on our plates, haven't we? Like, we both have separate businesses to Made by Mamas. We've both got like family lives. We've got so much going on, but you don't get to enjoy it if you don't do it. Things for yourself.
No,
you really don't.
Being good at hobbies. I played golf yesterday at Wentworth in the Pro-Am. So they've got this big, PGA championships going on for the next 4 days. And they have this Pro-Am where they get a pro golfer playing and then you get three, celebs. They put a team together. And I've played it for sort of 4 or 5 times, I think now. And yesterday when I was playing, I was like, I am really good at this. Why am I not doing this more? I love it. I get so much fulfillment from it. And you know, it's like you just think, oh, well, I won't do that because I've got to do this for someone else first. And
of the time, don't you? Like, oh, God, golf is like hours. But actually, it's so good. You're outside,
We're just going to hit balls on a driving range or like even going to have a lesson. And I was also thinking about other hobbies that we could do, George. Like, you know, the possibilities are endless. I want to play netball again. I really enjoyed netball at school.
I'm sorry, I'm not signing up to netball. I am good at boxing sure, because I really love it. And I think I don't get angry. I've spoken about this so many times, haven't I? I never get that emotion. Even if I want it, I can't get it. I don't know what it is.
You don't get angry ever.
No, it's so weird. Even like when I should be really angry, like James is like, what's wrong with you? Why are you not angry? Like someone could do something so bad, like, I don't know, smash our window. Like, and I just don't get that. Like, it's so weird. There's obviously something wrong with me.
But there isn't.
I don't get it. It's like my brain is being like, you should be really angry. You should be really angry. But I just don't get it. But when I'm boxing, I feel like I get a bit of that. Like, and so it makes me feel like alive. It's really, I don't know. It's a really weird
George,
thing.
I love that from you. And I think you need to do it. I think you absolutely need to do it. Because I think the anger thing is quite interesting because I actually don't think I have seen you angry.
I don't get angry.
But I think it's really impressive because I don't think that's necessarily an emotion that is that beneficial to ourselves. It just increases the cortisol. And it's like, before you know it, you're like, you know, stratospheric. I don't think it's necessarily a great emotion to feel. You can be quite cold though.
Yeah, I can be cold. No, I can definitely be cold. And that's usually when I've got loads going on in my mind. I'm like cold and like just to the point and like focused.
Direct.
That's it, direct. But I sometimes think the fact that I don't get angry, people think I don't care. I think that's what it is.
Right.
That's what bothers me because, you know, like even someone could do something to my friend. Yeah. And they're like, oh my God, I can't believe this person's done this to me. I just don't get this angry feeling. I don't know what it is.
But when you've come out of an hour of boxing, however, if you see Georgia in the street in Brentwood, wherever you live. So if you see Georgia walking down the high street and she's got her boxing gloves on, don't go anywhere near her.
Don't, because that's where I found my anger. There.
Well, listen, this is lovely that we're opening this podcast up with this discussion because today we're talking about new season, new you. This is all about the changes that you want to make in your life. Maybe the kids have gone back to school. Maybe they've started nursery. Maybe you've started a new job. September always feels like saying goodbye to summer and starting a new chapter. So we thought we'd throw it open to you guys and just kind of check in with how you're feeling about it. George, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, I'm going to kick us off with this one. This is from Homestyle Essex, which I'm guessing is business. Healthier bedtime routine, no phone, more reading, etc. I find it so funny, like we talk about adult bedtime routines, like we go on about kids having the perfect bedtime routine, don't we, for years and years and years. Mm. And now suddenly we're setting bedtime routines for ourselves.
So and it's same for food. Like I'm always pushing the kids to eat a little, like we'll make a fruit salad, or I'm like, come on, don't forget to have your raspberries, there's a bit of mango here, and then I'm like, when's the last time I had a piece of fruit? Like, I just forget. It's weird, isn't it? Healthier bedtime. What's your bedtime routine like?
It's actually really bad at the moment because I've got a lot of work on. I basically sit working and then I go and wash my face and get into bed, which is not ideal. But usually what it was, I would have a chamomile tea, always have a chamomile tea before bed. And then I always do my proper skin routine before bed. I that's like a non-negotiable. Yeah. I always do it no matter how drunk I am, no matter what is going on, I always do it. And then that's kind of it really. But ideally, like, my phone goes into sleep mode. Do you have that?
No.
My phone goes into sleep mode. So it turns off all notifications at, like, I think it's 8:45, something like that. So it literally goes, like, onto airplane mode or whatever it is. So I don't get any, like, messages never come through, like, WhatsApp, like, nothing will come through. But then I break it and open it anyway. But ideally, I wouldn't do that.
Right.
So that would be my bedtime routine.
What about telly in bed?
We don't have a TV in our room. That's a rule.
Getting the old Netflix, and chill on in the bedroom. We've got such a we're a bit like Wayne and Wayne's slob, if I'm honest with you, because we sometimes eat our dinner in bed.
I remember this about you.
Not sometimes. It's pretty much nightly. I think it's oh God, we're like an old married couple, like really old married couple. I don't even know if they do that. We make our dinner, we get the kids to bed, we make our dinner, and then we'll walk up the stairs with our trays and sit on our bed and eat our dinner watching telly. That's awful, isn't it?
That is so random though, as
I
know. Well. Do you put your trays outside the door like it's room service? Because I feel like that's what I would do.
But guess what? I've got to take them down in the morning. No, I'll always go back downstairs and clean up and put the dishwasher on and things like that. But I don't know. It's just bizarre. I think it's because it's so cozy in our bedroom and we love it so much. Mm. It's a lovely room. I don't know. We definitely need to change that. Doss's bedtime routine's got really great because he's all into the breathing and the meditation and stuff now. I just wash my face like you say, but yeah. I have no issues with going to sleep. I am the best sleeper.
No,
I get straight into bed. I might read for 10 minutes, which I've started doing, and then I just fall straight to sleep. I love it.
Yeah. I think I actually sleep really well at the moment, but I have had like times where I haven't slept so well. Mm. And that is when I get quite strict with the bedtime routine. Especially, do you know what? The number one thing for me is screen time. That is the thing that stops me from sleeping.
Remember we had that, was it Maddie who came on the podcast?
Madeline Shaw.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And she said that she puts her phone to bed in a box in a different room and says goodnight to it.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think I actually saw something the other day that said scrolling is the new smoking. And I was like, oh my God, it is. I am fully addicted.
The thing is, if I put my phone in a box, I'd probably lose it because I'd be like, which box have I put it in? There's so many boxes in there. It's not going to work for me, that.
No, me neither. We just need to be like better like at turning it off, I guess.
Agreed. This is from Mummy Life. Question, how do I fit in me time and self-care and being a mom? Such a struggle.
I think this is what we're
talking about.
Yeah, I think sometimes you've got to be ruthless and just carve out that time. Like, if I looked at my week and like all the things that I need to get done, and I said, oh, but I need to, you know, make sure I go to the gym 3 times a week for an hour, it wouldn't go in. Like, it wouldn't, because I'd be like, oh no, I haven't got room for it. So I really think you have to put those things in first.
You do.
You have to, otherwise they don't happen. So like we said before, like going for a manicure, I really want to start doing that and be like have a regular routine, like go every 3 weeks or whatever. Yeah. It is. If I try to look at that, I'd be like, oh no, I haven't got time for it. Now I just put it in and think, oh fuck it, I haven't got time, you know, I haven't got time for it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, if it's in your diary, if it's in your phone, put it in your phone diary. If it's in there, then it's in there. Then it has to have respect. So you have to honor that. You wouldn't cancel, you know, a meeting. This is just the same. It's just for you, whatever it is, whatever it looks like for you. Training, if I put it in, I'll plot it at the beginning of the week and go, right, training's got to be on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, whatever it is. Then it's in the diary. Then I don't move it. If it's not in the diary, I'll make every excuse under the sun not to do it, and it just won't happen.
Yeah.
So I think it's, and also like letting go of guilt around maybe, you know, I don't know what this person's childcare setup looks like, but you know, if you're leaving your child, you know, with somebody else to look after them for a couple of hours and you want to go and do something for you, you know, massage, facial, whatever it looks like, meditation, swimming, go and do it. Don't feel guilty about going to do it. And also they will absolutely, so I used to think that they wouldn't survive without me for 3 hours. No, they don't even notice that you're gone, really. So
exactly. And also you have to think about what you, like your behaviour and your children mirroring your behaviour. If you show your children that you don't respect yourself and you don't give any time for yourself, then they'll learn to do that.
Yep.
So I genuinely think if you show your children that you should you know, make the time for things that you enjoy doing, then they'll learn that and they'll grow up thinking that. I think it's really, really important.
Get it in the diary.
This is really interesting. This is from Chelsea. I'm going to book hypnosis to help with my driving. I hate it so much.
Oh, wow. That is interesting, actually.
Have you ever had that hypnosis?
I've had hypnosis, yeah. I've had hypnosis before, and it did work for a bit, and then I managed to sort of break it, which was annoying because I didn't really want to, but I'm actually going to book back in and have another session of hypnosis. I think it's a really fantastic, powerful tool if you believe in it.
Yeah.
And I think it will definitely help. I have a really bad fear around the dark. I don't know if I've spoken about this before. Yeah. I don't really ever speak about my fears, but and when I was a kid, my mum used to take me out into the garden at night to try and help me with my fear. So she thought being exposed to that level of anxiety and fear around it would help. But it actually didn't in my case. So I have had to try and deal with that in later life. And my anxiety about, I have a really, it runs with the darkness, but it's to do with being alone at home at night. So I really don't sleep well. I'm very, very frightened of someone breaking in. And when we were kids, it's a pretty horrible story actually, but when we were kids, our house got burgled, but they were camping in our garden for ages. We found their camp in basically one of the bottom fields, they think up to 2 or 3 weeks. And then when they knew we weren't there, they went in and took everything. So I'm frightened. That really stayed with me. I was only 11 at the time.
Yeah.
So I think it goes back to that. But going back to what Chelsea says, I think if you do believe in it and you really kind of immerse yourself in it, I really think it can help.
Yeah, definitely. And also just on the driving thing, I really feel like once you stop driving or you've got that fear around driving, it's so hard to go back. Like I've told you about this. So like my mum and dad both now hate driving.
Really?
Both of them. Yeah. Like my dad was in a really bad car crash. So I kind of understand that.
Yeah.
I sort of get that. He probably should go and see somebody, but everybody else in the car died.
When was that?
Like years and years ago. Yeah, years and years ago. He went through the windscreen in Portugal. All his friends in the car dead. And he had like his head was completely cut open. I know. He got himself to like a farmhouse. They helped anyway. But
Jesus, George.
Then he was sort of okay. And then years later, he had another accident. And I'm not joking, all his scar came up.
Right.
Like the scar from his original accident, it all came up like red. And then since then, he won't drive on the motorway. He's really nervous. So I get that. But my mum's almost like that as well.
Taken on his fear.
She'll only turn left. She won't turn right. And honestly, it's so limiting. And I really wish that they would both like just do something about it. So I really feel like driving, yeah, it's not the be all and end all, but it is something that if it's bothering you, definitely
go and do it. Yeah.
Because, it drives me mad with them two now because I'm basically like their chauffeur.
A lot of turning right when your parents are in the car. Someone says here, I'm joining the 6 a.m. club, an hour to myself before the day starts. Now, I love this. The problem is that Luna wakes up before 6 every day. So I would have to join the 5 a.m. club. And I'm not prepared to do that because I'm too tired for that. So I think if you can do it and your children aren't waking till 7 or your day doesn't start till 7, what a brilliant thing to do. I love the hours between 6 and 7. They are so beautiful. They're my favourite too.
Oh my God. Yeah, don't. I mean, I sometimes post, don't I? Like I get up at 6. That's like when I naturally wake up. And sometimes I'll go downstairs and I just have a cup of tea and I'm not really that productive. I'm not there to like meditate and work out and write my list. I'm not doing that. I'm literally having a cup of tea and sitting on the sofa being like, oh, this is so nice.
Yeah.
I agree with you actually. I can do 6, but I wouldn't do 5.
No.
To have an hour to myself. But go for it. Be
go
amazing.
For it.
Oh, this is like you, Zoe. Big change for me. Youngest started school. Feels like a new chapter for us all.
Doesn't it? It's a really wonderful moment for them. Just think how much, I was thinking this morning, how much Kit's going to learn and how many new friends he's going to make and all these new experiences and how he's going to grow as a person. And yeah, it's a very exciting time. He's so ready for it. So I'm hoping that your little one, Sarah, is ready as well. It's a big moment in the house.
Do you think it feels different when it's your youngest?
Yeah, because that's
because,
it now, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's never going to be another moment where I drive up to a school and say, off you go for your first day, and they look back at you. That's it now. That's done. The first day is done for the last time. So yeah, it does feel different, but Look, with all of these things, I think the first time round, you just feel this complete gut wrenching. Are they going to be okay? But with your youngest, you know, they've watched their two big sisters go off and he's just ready. He's chomping at the bit for it. So I think we're going to get a few phone calls about his behaviour over the next couple of years / 10 years. But
which is going to be great content for the podcast. I can't wait.
Oh, God, another detention. Oh, here we go.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
How do you prioritise everything? This is from Hannah. Work, kids, social life, etc. What about you, George? What do you think your pie chart looks like?
I really don't know how I feel about this, because I used to think, right, you can just, you know, you've got to make time for work, you've got to make time for a social life, you've got to do all these things to feel complete. And then we spoke to, who did we speak? Oh, Ella Mills.
Yeah.
And she said, sometimes you can view your life in chapters. And actually, since we heard her say that, I feel like sometimes I can prioritize different things each month. So like, for instance, this September, I'm so busy with work, ridiculously busy. We've got like my granddad's funeral and family things. And actually, I'm probably not going to socialize. Like, I'm probably just not going to, because it's just going to be too much. It's going to be too much if I do. Mm-hmm. Now, I've got a couple of little things in the diary, but nothing massive. So I now kind of, rather than seeing it as like a monthly thing, like mm-hmm. we have to do this with the kids and I have to do this with work and I have to, I kind of see it over a year. So I might have a really social December and a really social March, but then I might have quieter months. And I guess that's how I'm prioritizing it now. Work, I guess, is always going to be, you know, it's always going to be there. It's like a constant. Mm-hmm. Kids, constant. And then all of the other things I now try and spread out a bit more. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's how I do it.
A little date night with Jimbo in there at all or not?
Not this month. Actually, we're going to go to Rome in November.
Oh, what, for my 40th?
Nice. For your 40th. We're going to go to Rome in November, and we've also got a weekend away in October, and we've got one in December. So there we go. Actually, we got loads.
Okay, great. Lovely.
But yeah, we're all right.
Lovely. Well, I was thinking about that this morning because of where we live. You know, we're out in sort of Surrey, and most of our mates still live in London. There aren't that many friends apart from, you know, Max and Kim, who live around the corner, that we would actually sort of socialise with potentially. And Dozer isn't drinking anymore. He's kind of come off the booze and hasn't had a drink for 3 months, I think, something like that, coming up for now, which is amazing. So we're in sort of like a healthy phase. Saying that, there's an opportunity to go back to Ibiza at the end of this month for 3 nights. And we would take our best mates, SJ and Ben. And I think the four of us, we were just talking about it this morning, just going, you know, I love music and I love dancing so much. And if there is one more opportunity to go to High and go to Glitterbox for a night of disco, why would I not take it? The old me might be like, oh, well, you know, what we're going to do with the kids, it's going to cost us this and da, da, da. And I'm just thinking, God, you only live
just
once.
Do it.
Just go for it. These opportunities don't come up very often. So, basically, I'm booking flights today.
I've got that exact mentality at the moment. That's why we're booking all these like fun things to do. I think there's going to be so much doom and gloom over the next year.
No.
Fuck it. Just go. Whatever.
So the money runs out, let's fucking go for it.
Yeah, exactly. I love this. Someone's put, my goals this September, not to lose my fucking mind, to be honest. Being a mum is fucking hard.
Hear, hear, sister.
I know. I think everybody feels exactly the same as you.
Yeah. We, like, really, really give that that statement some space here, because it's brilliant that that person had the courage, I guess, to be that honest. And we are all for that here at Made by Mamas. So yeah, it is fucking hard and it is wonderful also, but it is, let's go back to it being fucking hard. Because some days you just think, I don't even know if I'm going to get through the day, you know?
I know. Sometimes I wake up and think, I actually can't do today. Like, there's actually too much. Like, I'm not going to do it. And then I decide, you know what? I'll just laugh about it. Mm. And then that kind of helps. Do you sometimes take a step back and think, oh my God, this week has been ridiculous? Mm. And like, just think, what the fuck? How am I doing all of this?
What is this life? I was with my friend yesterday who hasn't got kids. And he said, oh, what are you up to tomorrow? And I said, well, let's have a look at my diary, shall we? And I was like, I'm going to get up at 6. I'm going to do the breakfast. I'm going to get the kids ready. I'm going to do 3 school runs. I'm going to come back. I'm going to podcast for an hour. I'm going to go back to collect kit. I'm going to come back home. We've got a school visit. I'm then going to get back in the car, go back to do the school runs, get up to Isla's in Cobham, get all the way back, do the dinner, get the kids in the bath, wash hair, get them into bed. And I'm going to fucking die at the end of the day. And he was like, what about just time for reading? And I was like, there's no time for reading. No, it doesn't work like that. So you enjoy your single life, all right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Sometimes I even think to my, like, I've been holding a wee for like 4 hours.
Punishment and I think, wee.
Yeah. And I think, what are you doing? Like, yeah. A wee takes 15 seconds, but somehow I haven't got that. So yeah, I get
I'm going to throw
it.
Something
it's
out
really
there.
Hard.
I think WhatsApp has completely stuffed our lives up. People will send me question marks if I don't get back to them within an hour. It's like, I'm sorry, but I'm busy. Leave me alone. WhatsApp.
Yeah, no. WhatsApp. I know exactly what you mean.
I'm going to turn my ticks off.
I love it. Can you do that?
You can turn your ticks off. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So people don't know that when you've read it or not. That's what Dozer does.
Oh my God, I'm turning my ticks off.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes. I love that. That is the best piece of advice I've heard this month.
Time to turn your ticks off.
Turning my ticks off. And also as well, I don't know, on Outlook, on the computer, you that you know, like if you go to send someone an email and they've got a green light next to them, yeah, that shows that they're online, there must be a way to turn that off. Because I don't want people to know whether I'm online or not anymore.
Agreed. We'll figure that out by the end
there
of the podcast.
Go.
There we go. Oh, what a lovely, lovely statement this. My goal is to properly start the business I've been planning for years. And you are both huge inspirations to me, a successful businesswoman. Just need to focus and get it done now. Yay.
I love that.
That is so exciting. We can't wait to find out what your business is. Drop us a DM
and
tell us.
Yeah. And if there's anything we can do to help, then yeah, please let us know, because we will.
Good luck. You've got this. You can totally do it.
Do you know what? The hardest thing about a business is starting it. Like, we've got loads of ideas, haven't we, as well, for that things we want to do. And sometimes, like, we talk about them and we're like, yeah, we should do this, we should do this. And I feel like now, September is such a good time to just go, well let's just do it then.
Yeah.
Like, just do it. Because what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, our big thing for this September as well, for Made by Mamas, is to actually be physically together. So we've decided that, because we do the podcast remotely, and all of our, you know, filming content and whatever, we do meet up, but it's not a regular date in the diary. So we're going to do once every 2 weeks, and then another person from our team, Katie, we're going to do once a week with her. So we're going to be there on the ground, actually physically doing stuff together to be more productive.
Yeah,
and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, exactly. This is from Lavinia. How to get back into fitness after baby, 16 weeks postpartum, feeling weak.
Oh, don't feel weak. I mean, 16 weeks postpartum, you've got to give yourself a break.
Gosh, that's only like 4 months.
It's 4 months.
It will come. I think the same as anything, isn't it? Start, like, actually just starting is the hardest part. Like, once you've ripped the plaster off and you've done it, you're there. Like, however that looks. Like, it can just be going out walking. It could be going to one of Zoe's granny legs, bums and dumps classes.
The old Blue Rinse Brigade.
I guess if your budget allows, it's quite nice to book in with somebody, like whether that's a PT, an online coach, whatever it is, because sometimes that's a really nice way to start, because then you've got that accountability, you kind of have a plan set out, you know what you're doing, you know you're doing the right things as well, because that's something we've both learnt the hard way.
It's just about
you can't
to say just, that.
Yeah, you can't, you've got to build it back up. And even sometimes when it doesn't feel like you're doing very much, you probably really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I echo that, George. I think that that last statement you made is a really important one to remember. Don't just blast back into the gym and expect to be able to do what you did, because you just won't. You won't be able to do it. And it was really, it was actually more distressing for me, realizing that my body didn't feel the same, wasn't performing in the same way. I was leaking on the treadmill. You know, I just felt, like you said, I felt very weak. But actually, once I started to respect where my body was at that moment, it made it easier for me to get my head around the fact that I pretty much had to start again. So I think, like George said, if you can find yourself an online coach, like there's something online called, I think Pilates by Bryony. She actually used to go out with a friend of mine, and she does this Pilates course online that you can just do with your laptop in your living room. Might not be right for postpartum, but there are loads of content that you can find on Instagram online. And that might be a really nice, gentle way of starting. And actually, even just things like bridging, you know, various exercises that you can do to like try and tighten up your stomach muscles again and kind of bring the diastasis recti all together again, the separation of the abs, that will be, just take it really, really slowly.
Yeah, do really definitely slowly. Yeah, slow and steady. Oh my gosh, someone here's put the 5 a.m. club after we just said we can't do 5 a.m.
club exercise meditation time. Oh, Anna, you legend. Maybe we can do it. But what time do you have to go to bed to get up at 5?
What, like 9?
I need like 7 hours, 10. Okay, well, it is doable, isn't it?
That isn't too bad. Yeah. And someone else has put, train again at 6 a.m. 3 times a week as it was normal before I had the little one.
I used to do that. I used to get up at 5:20 every day, and I used to be in Fitness First when it opened just after 6 every single morning.
Oh my gosh.
When I lived in London, and I was thinking, that's exactly what I did. I used to do it 5 days a week.
Wow.
No, it's mental, isn't it, to even think that?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been able to do it. I've done little stints of it, like before work, you know, like doing, I used to go to cycle before work on Baker Street. But I don't know. I think sometimes it suits people and sometimes it doesn't.
Dawson gets up at 6 every day, and he's in a class at 6:30 in Addleston. He goes to Locker 27, does the strength and conditioning class at 6:30. But I really envy him, because actually he's back by 7:35 and his workout's done for the day. But I'm sitting here now at 10:20. I only trained once this week and it's now Thursday we're recording this. I'm not going to get to train today.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. I've trained once this week. So if you can get into it, it's such a good thing. I don't know what time I would have to get up if I wanted to do it in the morning, because James leaves at 6:30.
No, you wouldn't be able to. You could do something in the garden maybe at 6 for half an hour.
I'd have to go. Oh my goodness.
Come on, George. Who votes for George training in her garden at 6 a.m.?
Someone come and get me if you live in Brentford, come and get me.
Should we just do one more here?
Yeah.
I love this one. Make time for myself. This is from Sean. Read a book, have a bubble bath, exercise. It's the only way. Love that. I think that's quite a nice place to end on, because if we did more of that and prioritized ourselves a little bit more, I think we'd be all round happier people. You know, just because we're parents doesn't mean that we don't matter.
No. Oh, I love that. That's really, gosh, that makes me feel quite emotional.
It's so true though, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
You can just get so caught up in the absolute chaos that it can be. Mm. Whether you're working as well or you're looking after the house, whatever you're doing, it is a bit mental. It's a real lot. Mm. And you do have to do these things. Like having a bath is such a lovely thing to do.
Yeah.
Actually, we just got to slow down. Slow down September.
Slow down September. I like it. Apart,
there we go.
Apart from when I go to Ibiza at the end of the month, then I'm going turbo. Now, should we talk about the products that we've been loving this week, George?
Yes, let's do it. Actually, I'll kick us off. Oh my gosh. So I've been going to Aveda, haven't I, for my hair for 2 years now. And it's been so great. Like really, really loved it. Then just before I went on holiday, I went somewhere else because I couldn't get an appointment.
Yep.
Oh my God, my hair has been in such bad condition since I went there.
Oh no.
Like, I know. Like it's really straggly. I don't know what happened. I think I had loads of bleach and I just shouldn't have. So now I've been trying to get it back in really good condition. And I was sent some products from Philip Kingsley. Now, I've been using their elasticizer for years whenever I go on holiday. I swear by it. I think it's fantastic. And I've been using for the last couple of weeks the balancing shampoo. Oh my God, my hair's starting to feel really strong again.
Oh, great.
I just highly recommend checking out that range. It's something, I don't know why I haven't gone to them before. I guess I always just stick with the ones that I've been using regularly. But Philip Kingsley, they are absolute experts.
I love the Philip Kingsley swim cap, which you can put on if you're if you've got coloured hair and you're swimming a lot. If you're on holiday, you just put this on and it just means it doesn't go brassy and it doesn't go yellow or green or whatever in the chlorine.
Yeah, no. Such great products.
I'm actually going to talk about a baby product now, which obviously I'm not using, but I went to visit my friend who's just his little one, I think, is about 6 months old, and she had a Mori, you know, baby Mori, the brand,
yeah,
sleeping bag. And I just hadn't seen them. It was like a lovely soft blush pink one, and it's a 2.5 tog one, and it was just beautiful. It just felt so lovely, like I was cuddling her little one. It, like, she just woken up from her nap and I had her in my arms, and I was like, this is incredible. And my friend was saying, like, doesn't get too hot, doesn't get too cold, you know, because I remember having a sleeping bag and I just bought an old cheap one, and Luna was boiling in it when I went to check on her. And that is something that I really worried about when the kids were really little. So anyway, I just wanted to pass that on. It got like proper 5 stars from her, so yeah, a good one.
Wow, do you know what, baby Mori is such a lovely brand. Like the quality, I used to, those baby grows, they're the ones with the zips, oh my God, they wash so well.
They last.
Like, if you're listening to this and you've got a newborn or you want to buy a present for a friend, absolutely check out baby Mori. They are just beautiful products. God, I feel like I'm onto beauty again. So actually, this was a recommendation from one of our followers. I've got two. So we always go on about the Maybelline under eye concealer, don't we, the eraser, and she said she actually popped into Superdrug to buy that, but she, no, Boots to buy it, but she couldn't, and she recommended this concealer. And it's from Collection, which is Boots' own brand. And it's just, they only have one concealer, Lasting Perfection Concealer, it's called. Oh my God, it's so good. And it's really, really reasonable. It says smudge proof, budge proof, and transfer proof. Oh my God, it really works. It's quite thick.
Under the eyes.
Under the eye concealer, it is absolutely, I've got Cashew. It's probably a bit light for me at the moment, but give me a couple of weeks and it'll be perfect.
Love that.
So I absolutely recommend that. And also, if you like IT Cosmetics,
which we do,
their CC cream, which I really like. There's a dupe, it's by L'Oreal, and it's their BB cream,
right?
And I went and tried that as well in Boots this week. I've got it, I think I've got shade 5, which is again right for now.
Yep.
It's $11.99 and I'll say it's on a par.
Oh, brilliant.
Definitely on a par of the IT Cosmetics one. So yeah, there we go. Two budget beauty dupes.
Love that. I'm going to talk about, because we always get a lot of questions about how I curl my hair. And I have literally just upgraded because the tong that I had was discontinued. And I've just got, loads of people recommended this one to me, the Babyliss Pro Ceramic Dialer Heat Tong. I've got the 32 millimeters. I've also got the 24 one because I thought, well, if I want to do like a tighter curl, you know, and then make it a bit more disheveled, I can do. But yeah, really great for protecting the hair. I was having really big problems with breakage and stuff, which this isn't doing now. And it's really reasonably priced. It's £37.50 and you can get it on Look Fantastic. So I would highly recommend that. If you've got longer hair, I would go for the bigger barrel, the 32. And then if you've got shorter hair, the smaller one would do the trick.
God, that's so good. £37.
Yeah, and I've got a discount code for Look Fantastic. So I'll, you can have it. Anyone can have it, just drop us a DM.
Fab.
Before we go though, we always ask you to leave a review. I've got another beautiful one which we found yesterday, so I just thought I'd read it out for you. I'm on my second mat leave and feeling overwhelmed with toddler tantrums and newborn lack of sleep, but this podcast keeps me going. As soon as it comes out, I pop my headphones in, trainers on, and I get myself, baby and dog, German Shepherd, all out for a walk.
Oh, I love that. Yay. Do you know what? I really love the fact that listening to this podcast gets people out and walking and listening to the podcast. So if you are doing that, please tag us on Instagram. We love to see how and when you're listening, whether you might even be in the bath listening. I mean, we just want to know. Just tag us on Instagram on @Maybe.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mummers.
And we will see you on Tuesday.
Made by Mummers is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.